Srila Prabhupada's purport, the cosmic manifestation is grossly divided into three worlds, the upper, lower and middle planetary systems. And then it broadens into the cosmos of 14 planetary systems with the main manifestation of the Supreme Personality of God as Supreme Root. Material nature, which appears to be the cause of the cosmic manifestation, is only the agency or energy of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Maya Dakshina Prakrite Suyate Cha Chada Charam. Only under the superintendence of the Supreme Lord does material nature appear to be the cause of all creation, maintenance and dissolution. The Lord expands Himself into three, Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva, for maintenance, creation and destruction respectively. Of the three principal agents controlling the three modes of material nature, Vishnu is the Almighty, even though He is within the material nature for the purpose of maintenance. He is not controlled by the laws of material nature. The other two, Brahma and Shiva, although almost as greatly powerful as Vishnu, are within the control of the material energy of the Supreme Lord. The conception of many gods controlling many departments of material nature is ill-conceived by the foolish pantheists. God is one without a second, and He is the prime cause of all causes. As there are many department heads of governmental affairs, so there are so many heads of management of the universal affairs. Due to poor fund of knowledge, the impersonalist does not believe in the personal management of things as they are. But in this verse, it is clearly explained that everything is personal and nothing is impersonal. We have already discussed this point in the introduction, and it is confirmed here in this verse. The tree of the material manifestation is described in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita as an aswatha tree whose roots are upward. We have actual experience of such a tree when we see the shadow of a tree in the bank or reservoir of water. The reflection of the tree on the water appears to be hung down from its upward roots. The tree of creation described here is only a shadow of the reality, which is Parabrahman, Vishnu. In the internal potential manifestation of the Vaikuntha Lokas, the actual tree exists. The tree reflected in the material nature is only a shadow of this actual tree. The impersonalist theory that Brahman is void of all variegatedness is false, because the shadow tree described in Bhagavad Gita cannot exist without being the reflection of the real tree. The real tree is situated in the eternal existence of spiritual nature, full of transcendental varieties. And Lord Vishnu is the root of that tree also. The root is the same, the Lord, both for the real tree and the false. But the false tree is only a purported reflection of the real tree. The Lord, being the root, real tree, is here offered obeisances by Brahma on His own behalf and also on behalf of Lord Shiva. Narayan namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayat mudirayat nasta presu badresu nityam bhagavati sevayam bhagavati uttamas loke bhakti bhavati nashtaki. So we see even for Brahma, He's a secondary creator and He's very powerful. He creates the whole universe, arranging the different planetary systems, and He's also in charge of creating many different living entities and different species. So even for Him to do this, He has to pray for the mercy of Krishna. He cannot do it with His own strength. And There's an interesting pastime with Brahma. How this is in Purna Pragya Prabhu. He mentions in the story of Puranas how Brahma wanted Narada Muni to become a Prajapati. And Narada Muni didn't agree. He wanted just to become a preacher of Krishna consciousness. So Brahma caused him to become a servant, son of a maid servant. And because of this, Narada Muni caused Brahma that you will not be worshipped very popularly everywhere. You'll only have one temple. So in this pastime of the Narada Muni becoming a servant of a maid servant, in the Srimad Bhagavatam is commented how Narada Muni was 5 years old and he met the Bhaktivedantas and his mother got bitten by a snake, right? So it's mentioned in the story of this Purana by Purna Pragya Prabhu that when the mother got bitten by the snake, she went back to Vaikuntha. So that shows another line of understanding on how coming in touch with advanced devotees, even the parents benefit. The purpose of the creation is to actually help the living entities go back to Godhead. Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu and Lord Brahma, they play an intricate part in this plan of how helping the living entities go back to Godhead. So even in when Krishna appeared 5,000 years back, he did his pastimes in the Brahma Mohini Leela. Krishna bewildered Brahma. Brahma stole Krishna's cow and cowherd boys. So Krishna expanded himself with all these cow and cowherd boys. And Brahma went away for his time, which was 1 second, 1 year on the earth planet. He came back, he saw the same cowherd and cowherd boys, and he was bewildered. And then in order to bring Brahma to proper understanding, Krishna manifests in many Vishnu forms. And all the, from animate objects to the, they were all worshipping the Vishnu forms. So we can see even from this how Krishna's position is as the maintainer. Actually, Krishna is beyond the creation. He says Vishnu is the three Vishnus, Mahavishnu, Gaudakeshwara, and Shridhargash Vishnu, they take charge of the creation. So Krishna has nothing to do with the creation. So those who worship Krishna, Krishna takes, he takes direct charge of them. So he takes responsibility of them going back to Godhead. This is mentioned in teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada mentions this point. So for the devotees, they don't need to worry about the past and the future. This is how to learn to live in the present and be absorbed in following Krishna's instructions and live with the devotees, accept the teachings of spiritual master and the acharyas. Then even in this lifetime, they're already back to Godhead. They just waiting to leave their bodies. Now, Here it speaks about the reflection and the reality of the spiritual world, how everything in the material world is a reflection. So the reflection only applies for those who identify with matter. So Prabhupada gave many arguments against that in his life comes from life, how life comes from life, it doesn't come from matter. So, and from this we can understand how the potency of Maya is very powerful. For those who are not ready to surrender to Krishna, how Maya covers them. So he says, Maya is Krishna's police agent and she's got two purposes. Whether you want to serve Krishna or disturb Krishna. So if you want to serve Krishna, then she may test you for a little bit, but then she will allow you to serve Krishna. For those who want to disturb Krishna, then Maya has two potencies. Pratyakshmika and Arimajmika. The covering potency and throwing potency. So we see this in an example of spreading of Krishna consciousness movement, how devotees go on book distribution, Harinam. You can interact with many different levels of people, and some are open, some are not. So the material world is classified like a prison house. So there are the different levels of prisoners, first class, second class and third class. For the devotees who are practicing seriously, their only main purpose is to help others connect to Krishna. So, in the Brahma Gaudiya Mada Sampradaya, then this is our goal, to help people connect to Krishna. And example is given, some people you can connect, but not everybody. Because Prabhupada gives an example, he says, just like in a wartime, some people are too badly injured, you can't help them. Those who are less injured, you can help them. So, specifically in Kali Yuga, the time is very short. So, you can in previous ages, maybe you can help people more, but in Kali Yuga it's very difficult. So, you can only help those who are open for mercy. And for the others, you can just give them prasad in the holy name. It says the potency of prasad is very powerful. Prabhupada said, if someone takes prasad, he's guaranteed human life next birth, human birth. The potency of prasad. Today is also Shivratri. There was a pastime. Is it tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow, okay, anyway. I'll leave it. It's tomorrow, right? Okay, I forgot. Okay. George Harrison's birthday. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so concerning example of Sriman George Harrison, how he played a big part in spreading of Krishna consciousness, is that he was very helpful to Prabhupada's cause. He never was offensive to devotees, and he was always a God-fearing person. He never went against the will of God. You know, and there was an example of that, how Prabhupada wanted the Krishna to be printed, and he asked Shyama Sundar to ask George Harrison. So George Harrison was very rich, very famous, so he didn't like people harassing him for money. So Shyama Sundar, he was like hesitant to ask George Harrison. But Prabhupada's instruction was there. So he asked George Harrison that, can you give Prabhupada money for printing the Krishna book? So George Harrison was hesitant, but then in his place where he was staying, the house shook, heavy noise came, and all the lights went out. And after that, he said, okay, I'll give you the money. It's like Krishna wants me to give the money. Lightning, and it went dark, and lights went out. So then George Harrison said, I think Krishna wants me to give the money to Prabhupada. So he agreed to give the money for printing Krishna book. And he also wrote the essay in the Krishna book, glorifying the printing of the Krishna book. So, concerning the association of devotees, this is our protection in spiritual life. There's an example of that. So even Lord Shiva showed the example about not to take bad association. There was a pastime concerning Lord Shiva, how Sati was with Lord Shiva one time, and she saw Lord Ram doing his pastimes of when Sita was in the Dandrakanya, and Lord Ram was searching for Sita. So Sati told Lord Shiva that, how can this be the Supreme Lord, you know? He's like a human, you know, looking for his wife. So Sati told Lord Shiva, I'm going to disguise as Sita and test Lord Ram out. So she disguised herself as Sita and she came to Lord Ram. So Lord Ram told her, why you're here? You're supposed to be with Lord Shiva. So then she understood that she got found out. And then she went back to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva wouldn't treat her as his wife. He treated her as his mother. And when that opportunity came for Sati to, with Daksha, of the friction with Lord Shiva, she gave up her body in the fire. And then she became Parvati next birth, as the wife of Lord Shiva. So even Lord Shiva showed the example on how careful you have to be with associating with the right people. He never compromised himself. Because the purpose of Lord Shiva is to meditate on Krishna. And even he says how for those who do worship Lord Shiva but don't respect Krishna, Lord Shiva doesn't really give them real mercy. He just he gives them the little benediction to keep them away, but he doesn't give them the full mercy. In the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, he says Lord Shiva helps devotees come closer to Krishna. And his glories are mentioned in the fourth canto, the songs of Lord Shiva to Prachetas. So, also in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Advaita Acharya, he tells Lord Chaitanya that anyone who worships you, I will glorify them. But anyone who worships me without respecting you, I will destroy them. So, so in this purport, he explains about something to do with pantheism mentioned. So, Ramapad Maharaj heard his lecture on this class, and he was mentioning how the pantheists, their whole thing is that nature is the cause. They don't believe in the Supreme Lord. They say they emphasize on nature more. But in practical reality, we see nothing happens. Just there's always some controller behind everything. You never see anything just happening by its own strength, like a powerhouse. Electricity is coming through, but behind there, there's a person running the powerhouse. So, when you talk about nature, there's someone who's behind that, who's the controller of that nature. So, concerning how Krishna is the cause behind the nature, even it may seem like in the material world we may not perceive Krishna directly like we're perceiving each other, but he's there in the Paramatma feature. He's present in the Paramatma feature. He's guiding the wanderings of all living entities. And Srila Prabhupada, in the second canto, he gives an analytical analysis on this point, on how ultimately everyone has connection to Paramatma. And he says, if you break your body down in different parts, ultimately the closest thing to the soul is intelligence. So the intelligence is next to the Paramatma. Now, how to access Krishna to the Paramatma feature is we have to come to mode of goodness. If one doesn't come to goodness, he cannot perceive Krishna's voice within. He'll perceive the mind more than the Krishna's voice within. So, concerning the Vaikuntha planets and the shadow reality of this world, for the devotees, because they're living in the temple, their main home is the temple, they're living in Vaikuntha. For the non-devotees, because they don't have Krishna as the center, they turn to impersonalism and they turn to voidism. And there's a interesting quote on this by Srila Prabhupada. The materialist, without being able to adjust to varieties and disagreements, make everything zero. They cannot come into agreement with varieties. If we keep Krishna in the center, then there will be agreement in varieties. This is called unity and diversity. I am therefore suggesting that all our men meet in Mayapur every year during the birth ceremony of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With all GBC's senior men present, we should discuss how to make unity and diversity. But if we fight on account of diversity, then it is simply a material platform. Please try to maintain the philosophy of unity in diversity. That will make our movement successful. So, so Prabhupada also mentions about the defect of the impersonalist philosophy. He says, The process of liberation is therefore easier than through devotional service than by the other methods. For in Bhagavad Gita 12.5 it is said that one is subject to various kinds of tribulations if one is impersonally attached. So there was an example of how Prabhupada says in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says there are many controllers on different levels, but ultimately Krishna is the supreme controller. So in Soho Street there was a offices opposite the next door, just opposite the road. There were offices, and they were trying to close the temple down. They didn't like the Harinam. They were against Harinam. So soon after that, those offices closed down. So Radha Nandanishwar and devotee stayed, but the offices moved on. So that's an example to show how Krishna is the supreme controller. And for many years, they have two different, on the left side, they have a big building. They've been negotiating to make the temple bigger. And the right side, they've been negotiating to try and get that other place so they can make the temple bigger. But none of these places are willing to sell it to ISKCON, because they know that if ISKCON gets bigger, then they'll take over London completely. And because these are all business people in the area of central London, they worry about their money. So they have more faith in money than Krishna. But they don't realize that what they're doing is like Ravana. They want to enjoy separately from Ram. Like Ravana want to enjoy Sita separately from Ram. So they want to do that, but they don't realize because they're going on that path, they'll be destroyed like Ravana. Whereas devotee's purpose is to unite Ram and Sita together. So because they're not willing to have that approach, what they're going on is just karma. In time, their karma will run out and everything will break down. As for the devotees, people will take more to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, my books are like time bombs. So when a time will come when people will read these books and they'll become more serious in their practice of Krishna consciousness. Maybe not everyone will become a Hare Krishna monk in the temple, but they'll read our books and they'll take to the philosophy more seriously. For the devotees, how to come to that pure platform is that they have to learn discipline and sadhana. So even for the non-devotees, they have these things. The best time is the morning hours. They get up early in the morning to do their business. So even they follow that. But they're doing it for ulterior purpose. We are doing it for the higher purpose. Concerning the material world being not a nice place, it's a dangerous place. It's full of contamination, especially in Kali Yuga, passion, ignorance. Dhammapada, he gave an example of this. He said, in Guyana, a little further away, there's a river place where the river is very, very strong. And the boats in that place, the drivers, they have to be very expert how they drive that boat through the crossing the river. Because if they're not expert, the boat will break. So Dhammapada Maharaj was making a point on this point. He was saying how even having knowledge of scripture and some understanding, but unless one is guided by a captain, accidents can happen any time. So that's the importance of why one should have a spiritual master. The spiritual master will guide one through the course of that dangerous situation to help one link to Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Thank you, Srinathru, for the class. My question is in regards to Lord Shiva. About it mentioned Shiva and Brahma, that they're under the influence of the material energy. So I'm trying to understand in terms of Lord Shiva, if he is actually, because he's a devotee also, and sometimes it says that he's completely, you know, transcendental. So just to understand.
Well, in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, the story of Banasura, the story is given how Lord Shiva sided with Banasura to glorify Krishna. Because Krishna came and he cut the hands of Banasura, 1,000 arms he cut off. In there is mentioned in the purport that Lord Shiva sometimes maybe seemingly affected by material energy, but he's not. He's just doing these pastimes to glorify Krishna. Because he wants to show others how Krishna is higher than him. This is the main understanding behind it. Even you can see when Krishna appeared, he showed how he's, even to Brahma, he's higher than Brahma, he showed in his pastimes. So Lord Shiva has his own category, is Shiva Tattva. He says from Lord Shiva, Lord Narsingadev can also manifest. There's a pastime of that in Navarbhaja Mahime. Shiva Ramaj comments, there was one Brahmana, he went into the forest and he met a hunter. He was worshipping Lord Shiva. And his hunter told the Brahmana, you have to worship my deity. And the Brahmana said, I only worship Vishnu, I worship no one else. The hunter said, I'm going to cut your head off if you don't worship this deity. The Brahmana thought, okay, I'll worship the deity, but I'll recite Narsingadev mantras. So obviously this hunter wasn't in the mode of goodness, he was in the mode of ignorance. So as he was going to cut the head of the Brahmana, Narsingadev came out of the Shivling and he killed the Brahmana. He killed the hunter. So Lord Shiva has his own category. There's expansion of Lord Shiva Rudra, and then there's Shada Shiva. So the one, there's Lord Shiva who drank the ocean of poison, he's Shada Shiva. He's not even from Vishnu. But in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, he's mentioned how just the example is given, like a mechanic, he wears a certain suit so he doesn't get dirty when fixing the car. So in order to fulfill a certain purpose, Vishnu takes the form of Lord Shiva. Because his purpose is to elevate unfortunate people who are misguided to becoming devotees of Krishna. Any other, I think Premananda Prabhu's got
Hare Krishna.
Yes, as far as I know, Lord Shiva, he has different forms. The Shiva in the material world, also Shiva is a post, like Lord Brahma is a post. And then when there's no one qualified to become Lord Shiva, then Vishnu takes the post. But yeah, like you said, there's Shiva, Sadashiva and Gopeshwar Mahadev, they're the purest form of Lord Shiva. So they're like, he's a pure devotee. Before you, when you go to the holy dam, before you go anywhere, you've got to ask permission from Gopeshwar Mahadev. Only then will you be allowed to enter the dam. So that's the purest form of Lord Shiva. Yeah, Lord Shiva's Shiva Tattva, very difficult to understand. So he's not affected by the material modes of nature, like. As far as I know, yeah.
Any other questions, comments? Yeah, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anjashima Bhagavatam ki jai.